dusk a time, and quiz answer. Dusk is now at 8:20, so that is the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. Now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question. We asked you, after 7, what is the next highest prime number? It probably helps if we explain that a prime number is a number that can only be divided by itself and 1 without any remainders. So, for example, the prime numbers before 7 are 1, 3, and 5. Those not on the list, 2, 4, and 6, are divisible by another number. In this case, 2 is divisible by 1, and 4 can be divided by 2. 6 can be divided by both 2 and 3. So have a go. Work on numbers above 7. Well, hopefully you found out that 11 is the next prime number, but congratulations if you knew that. Now for items of information, especially for our listeners. Firstly, wide-ranging changes facing blue badge parking areas. Blue badge holders face changes in some Essex County Council parking restrictions across the Braintree District. An Essex Highways Traffic Regulation Order is currently under consultation that will remove, upgrade, or add parking bays for disabled drivers. The East Side Disabled Parking Bay in Notley Road, Braintree, near number 9, would have its disabled badge restriction removed. A disabled bay between 106 and 108 East Street could also be removed. A space could also be affected in Conrad Road, Witham. Church Street in Witham and Grenville Road, Braintree could have resident permit holders' restrictions removed. The restriction is currently in place Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. However, the space in Grenville Road, along with bays in Cressing Road, Witham, and Colne Road in Halstead, could be upgraded from advisory bays to enforceable disabled parking spots. The Church Street space in Witham and Ronald Road in Halstead would have disabled parking spaces implemented. Notley Road in Braintree would have a resident permit holders only zone restrictions put in place as well. The Essex Highways consultation closes on April the 19th. If you feel you are or could be affected, you can find all the details on the Essex County Council Highways website. Listeners are advised to get a friend or family member to check and take part in the consultation if they have no digital access. Secondly, your chance to try out New Macula Project. The Macula Society has been collaborating in a flagship innovative UK project with Nottingham and Oxford University Hospitals and with early stage technology company Occo Health to develop an algorithm for the early detection of visual deterioration between appointments for patients with age-related macular degeneration. Occo Health has developed an app to help people monitor their sight between clinic visits using simple puzzle games played 3 times weekly. By combining data from clinic and home, the new algorithm project hopes to empower patients with macula and improve the overall management of their condition by using a simple app on their smartphone. Since starting in February 2023, more than 350 participants have been regularly using the app at home with help from their doctors and Occo Health staff. By playing games on the app regularly, they are sharing important information that will help with the research. Early results indicate that the vision measurements contributed at home on the OCO app are indeed following patterns of visual changes confirmed at hospital appointments. Volunteers are providing feedback on usability of the app and how it should be improved and what new features should be added. Professor Alex Foss, one of the principal investigators in the study at the University of Nottingham, said, "The NHS has a 25% shortage of specialist eye doctors, leading to significant waiting lists and backlogs. We're excited to see that smartphone apps have the potential to measure standard metrics of visual function, which can be done outside the clinic. OCO will use this information to develop tools which aim to identify sight problems at the earliest possible opportunity. This will enable patients to be seen and treated in a timely manner, and also empowering patients who live with macula to access high quality and relevant information about living with their eye disease." Professor Susan Downes, the principal investigator at the University of Oxford, added, "It is exciting to be involved in an innovative project which not only explores the potential of this app to monitor vision, but also to develop a resource for patients to access relevant information about their eye condition. If you would like to play the app, OCO are always accepting volunteers to join their user tester group. You need to email for more information, and the email address is support@occohealth.com. support@occohealth.com. Now, OCO Health is all one word, and it's spelled OKKOHEALTH. OCO Health. support@occohealth.com. I thought third item is about a new partnership to assist macular research. A new partnership with Our Future Health, a groundbreaking initiative aimed at revolutionising research into health conditions such as age-related macular degeneration, has been announced by the Macular Society. Our Future Health is working in partnership with the NHS, charities and businesses to revolutionise the way we fight disease. The organisation aims to recruit 5 million volunteers across the UK to help researchers find new ways to prevent, detect and treat many common conditions. The health information from a diverse range of people could help researchers detect diseases before symptoms start to show. The Macular Society is the latest leading health research charity to partner with Our Future Health. The partnership will help raise the profile of eye disease, as well as accelerate progress being made in research. Dr. Peter Bloomfield, Director of Research at the Macular Society, said, "Our Future Health's approach will help provide invaluable insights into macula. Collecting data in this way will enable discovery on a scale which to date has not been possible. Through this approach, researchers will be able to gain a better understanding of eye health and, crucially, how it may associate with other conditions and underlying genotypes. This paves the way for significant advancements in research and, over the long term, will lead to a new generation of treatments. We're delighted to be part of this collaborative research effort. We remain dedicated to beating macular disease, and by partnering with Our Future Health, we hope to further establish ophthalmic research as a promising area for discovery. This will bring us closer to a future where macula no longer poses a threat to the sight here in the UK or globally. So far, more than 1,300,000 people have signed up to Our Future Health. Now I'm going to hand you back to my colleagues for more items of local news.